So we have a new site. And one of the reasons we did that, because we knew we needed to rebrand a little bit, is because you know, we're full time now. Like we're this is the first time ever in what, almost 14 years. We've been doing this almost 14 years.
You know, it's one thing to look at iterations of our website. It's a whole other thing to look at iterations of us as the Chicks.
And starting anew. It's kind of like when Stella got her groove back. That's us.
It is kind of like that. Although we've always had a groove. The groove has just changed over the years.
That's true. That's true. But I equate us to Stella because we're sort of like Stella's age and when Stella got her groove back. And our site is sort of like Taye Diggs. You know what I mean?
You know we're going to be accused of cultural appropriation just for talking about this movie. You know it.
Right.
You know that's happening.
Although I love that movie, but you're right. Whoopi's going to be so pissed off at us. But you remember when Whoopi actually liked our name? Do you remember that? Like that was back in the day when, you know, people were actually a little bit more civil towards one another. See, that's how long we've been around, Mock. We've been around that long. For when we can remember a time when Whoopi Goldberg said, oh, Chicks on the Right, that's a cool name. She did that, you guys. She did that a long time ago. Yeah.
And there's evidence of it on YouTube, and you should definitely check it out, but not before you check out our friends at MyPillow.com/chicks. Because you guys, the slippers and the moccasins and the squeezy kitten fur technology on mega sale. And you want to stock up, you want to get all your birthdays taken care of, all your Christmas presents taken care of. Now is the time. Everybody loves these slippers. They are universally loved, and there's good reason. Check them out, mypillow.com/chicks.
Okay, so what iteration of our website was that when Whoopi called out our name? What was that, like iteration two? What was that iteration?
That may have been
we've had four, right? Now we're on number four, so that's probably number two, because the first one was really janky, you know, because I still loved it, I still had nothing but love for it, but it was
pretty janky.
You came with examples. Oh my god,
if you're watching and you can see my screen right now, for some reason the top banner is missing from the Wayback Machine where I got this old version of our website. But this is what it looked. It was so basic, so freaking basic.
So that's is that the first one? That's the first one. All right, so that was the first one. Wow, we thought that was awesome and styling and profiling.
Oh,
we
had
our little logo at the top. Look at that. Okay, and then so then what was the second one? Then we did a rebrand. I remember. So we brought on a webmaster, our sweet webmaster Andy. I remember that.
Yes. And then it got better because then it looked like, where is it? It looked like this right here. Remember?
I remember. But those pictures. Oh my God, we got those pictures made. Look at us. We were hot. So young.
Oh my gosh. And this is great. So like, here's the thing. When I started reminiscing about our website, I was like, you know what? I really loved all the iterations. Like, I loved them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but we always get to a point where we feel like it's time to make
a
change.
It's time to move on. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, we do. We're like, okay, it's ready for something new. It's kind of like changing outfits, you know? You're like, I've worn this outfit for a really long time, and I just need a new outfit. Yeah, that's how we are.
We needed a new outfit. That's exactly
needed a new, fresh outfit. So we went to iteration number three.
There's number three. Also very, very nice.
Also very cute. Very, very cute. Liked it.
And then we went to, whoops, I'm sharing the wrong thing. Then we went to when we had our full-time writers. And so that was an interesting iteration because we featured them along with us at the top of our website.
There was
Ashley and Hannah.
And so
there they are. And it was a gorgeous website also back then.
Yep.
And then the most recent one that people probably remember, of course, is the one that just went away. This is the one that we've had for what, like 3 years?
I feel like a long time we've had this one. Yeah, 3 years. We've had this one for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Because our other, because they were no longer riding with us, for us, with us.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then now we have this fabulous, because man, I don't look like that anymore. You still look like that. I don't look like that anymore. And now there we are. I love it.
Now we are new and improved once again.
We're freshified. I know. I love it. It's really colorful and really fun. And I love it. It's fantastic. Same. So yeah. So we have a new site. And one of the reasons we did that, because we knew we needed to rebrand a little bit, is because, you know, we're full time now. Like we're, this is the first time ever in what, almost 14 years. We've been doing this almost 14 years. We've been doing this and we've never done it full time, like completely 100%. You and me, full time, 100% to just our site, to just Chicks on the Right. We've always had like 14 gajillion other things going on. And I had dinner with a friend of mine, my husband and I had dinner with friends of ours this past Saturday night. And she owns a business here in Waco. She's a real successful businesswoman. And, you know, I was talking to her and she was telling me like all about her, like the genesis of how her business started and everything. And I'm super interested in that kind of stuff. Like, how do people get started? What do they do? Like, what did they do before they had their business? Because especially with entrepreneurialism, it's always very interesting to me to see how people got into it, because people usually fall into being entrepreneurs. They don't get out of college and go, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I mean, even though they have degrees for entrepreneurism now, you know, it's like, you can't really teach somebody to be an entrepreneur. People usually just fall into that, because you were in HR before we did this. And I was a medical writer / like adjunct professor before we did this. And we became best friends. And then we were like, okay, well, let's start a website. And people can listen to that story. It's, what is it? It's episode 22 of our podcast. Isn't that what it is? I think
21 and 23.
Right. So we're somewhere between there. But it's a really cool story about how we got started and how this whole Chicks on the Right thing began. But I asked her, you know, how did you get started? And so one of the things that she told me your story and everything, but then she had a bridal planning business and she liked it, but really what she wanted to do was professional organizing. And so how she got into that was, she said, I knew I had to go 100% into that. So she ended up, long story short, giving her bridal planning business to one of her friends who was kind of like a competitor, but she gave that to her. And she said, I didn't really become successful until I went 100% into my organizing business, which was scary to her. I mean, it was a risk and it was scary. And I said, yeah, it took us about 13 years before we decided we were gonna go 100%. Now, granted, we're not Elon Musk, you know, we're not doing it because of the money. We're doing it because we just love it. We're doing it because it's what we've always loved to do. It's where our heart has always been, but we've always had everything else going in every other place but we've always held on to this. We've always held on to Chicks on the Right. It's always been there. It's always been our passion. It's always been what we love to do, you and I. And no matter what, like I've had a million other jobs, you've had a million other jobs, we've had a million other things going on, but this has always been here.
It's the touchstone.
Right. And so it's like at the end of the day, like you and I, it's, I think at what year 13, we were talking to each other and I was like, we just need to freaking do it. Like, we're not getting any younger. Like, let's just do this. And so we did. And so we jumped in. And that's one of the reasons that now it's so very special to have this rebrand, because it's us. We don't have, we've always relied on other people for a lot of stuff, like our website. We're not doing that anymore. It's us. Like, it's all genuinely us. Everything is a labor of love. It always has been, but even more so now. And so I think it's just really, it's more special now, I think, that it has been in the past. And so it's really cool. It's just really, really cool.
Really, really cool. And I think, you know, when we, it's one thing to look at iterations of our website. It's a whole other thing to look at iterations of us as the Chicks. And because now when we think back to just some of the advice that we've gotten along the way, some of the changes that people have asked us to make, there's things that we took to heart and then things that we were like, you're asking us to be different people and we're not going to do that. And I think that standing our ground on that kind of thing has really served us well, because I think people respond to us because they know that we're authentic and that we're not trying to pretend to be anybody that we're not. And so I would say that's the number one thing. But then the number two thing is that in terms of how we have how we actually have changed, I would say both of us have the thickest skin of all time, and we have no patience for any jerks.
No.
We're done with anybody trying to say, you're being this and I'm unsatisfied with that. I don't care. You don't care. Bye. Yeah,
I think because most people get that with age anyway, but with us, it's like 15 fold because we've had this business, because we've had, it's like you say, come at me, brah. People have been coming at us, brah, for 14 years, every day, day in and day out, 24/7. So when you have that happen, it's like, whatever, sticks and stones, man. Like, I don't, you just come at me. So like today is a perfect example. You know, like you were talking about Trump today. And we give our, every day, we give our opinions about stuff. You have opinions, I have opinions. Sometimes I disagree with you. Sometimes I'm like lockstep with you. And this is like, we're best friends. This is what we do. We have conversations every day on the air. You were talking about Trump and how you think there needs to be another candidate besides Trump. Doesn't mean that you're not a conservative. It just means that you are, it just means that you are saying practical things because you want to win an election. Okay.
Yes.
I may agree. I may disagree about certain things, but I know where your head is at there. I get it. And then people get so irrational. And they'll come at you and they'll be like, you're a rhino. This is, I'm done with you guys. You're, you know, left of center, blah, blah. What have you done for conservatism? This, that, and the other. And then they'll start questioning your concern. This is what conservatives do. They start questioning your conservatism if you're not lockstep with every single thing that they think about a particular candidate. That pisses me off.
I know.
So bad. Cause I'm like, don't you question my conservatism. Don't you quite, like, we have been doing this every single day with 18 gajillion other jobs for 14 years. What have you done? You just got here 2 minutes ago, lady. You know? You know what I mean? You got here 2 minutes ago. I've been doing this 14 years. You don't get to tell me I'm not conservative. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the kind of stuff that I get really bristly when people question my conservatism, because my conservatism is tried and true, you know?
Yep.
And that's, and so is yours. And so that makes me really irritated. And then I'm like, okay, bye. I'll go ahead. I'll tell you what, I'll see you to the door. I'll go ahead and block you before you even get a chance to say you're going to leave, which you're not going to leave. I know you're not. You're going to be here tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. You're going to be here. You're going to be here and you're going to be listening to everything that Mock has to say that you disagree with. I'll go ahead and I'll see you to the door. And this is probably why you and I have never been like super uber successful, like a Daily Wire or like a Dana Lash or somebody like that. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, screw you then. I'll see you to the door.
Well, because I have zero patience for the kind of people who say, oh my gosh, I disagreed with you on something in your video. Therefore, I'm never going to watch you again. Like, find me a person that you have agreed with 100% of the time in your entire life. You can't. It's not possible. So why, if you enjoy our program, why would you bail just because of one disagreement? Like, we're going to have more than that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Can you imagine, like, if you said that to me, if you said, I disagree with you about Trump, therefore, I'm not going to do this show with you anymore. That's what these people are doing.
Right. We disagree about plenty of things, but we're still best friends.
Right. You're not going to toss the Monopoly board at me. You know what I mean? Dumb.
It
oh my God,
so dumb.
But you know what's not dumb? And that is diversifying your financial portfolio. And the way to do that, if you've been like thinking in your mind, I keep hearing about gold, I keep hearing that I need to have some physical tangible assets. Gold is a physical tangible asset. As you can see on your screen right now, I am holding it. It is touchable and feelable. And I love it because this is how it's packaged when it comes from Acre Gold. And Acre Gold offers kind of a layaway program for gold where you pay a little bit a month until you earn your gold bars. They send them to you in the mail. They arrive at your door. You can store them in a safe or a safety deposit box at the bank, wherever. but you know that you are now in possession of something that can help you hedge your bets against inflation, against whatever the market's doing, something in addition to have to your 401k or your IRA. It's always a good idea to diversify. Check them out at getacregold.com/shicks.
So what have you learned the most over the past 14 years, like about people, about business? What would you say that you've learned about? Because I will tell you, like, if anything, like the other day, I've learned that even though, because we can listen, we can the conservatives, like, because they get angry and they can be intolerant. But I will say, I think conservatives are more tolerant than liberals.
Oh, absolutely. Without question.
And I will give them way more benefit of that. I will give them all the benefit when it comes to being tolerant and compassionate and considerate of other people, because, you know, liberals have touted that, and we've talked about that many times. But like the other day, I was going through my Facebook feed, and I have a sorority. I have a sorority sister that a couple years ago I went to a University of Tennessee game with her. And we've been friends for, God, 30 years. I've known her forever, since college, obviously. And I was like, I wonder what she's doing, how she's been doing lately. I was going to see if I could see pictures of her daughter, because I knew that her daughter was like getting ready to be in like her later years of college at Tennessee too. And I wanted to see what she was doing. She completely blocked me from all social. And
Oh my God,
completely blocked me. I mean, I just was at a football game with her like 2 years ago. And so it's so bizarre to me. Like, no, unbeknownst to me, she's completely blocked me. And she's a liberal. She's a liberal. She was a huge like Bernie Sanders fan. She hated Trump. I just remember like when we went to the football game, she was talking about, you know, you guys and your conservatism and blah. And I just sort of like brushed it off. So I'm like, we just need to have a nice brunch, right? I don't want to get into a political talk, because I do that quite a bit with people who are liberal. And when we're in a social setting, I'm just like, I don't want to fight with you. I'm not in the mood. Just because I do what I do, I don't want to fight with you. I just want to have like a decent meal, for crying out loud. Let me not have like chronic indigestion right now. You know, so I usually try not to, you know, fight with them, but I had no idea. So she's blocked me. And why? Because Biden sucks so bad. Why? Because you know that like, I'm probably putting stuff, like every once in a while, I'm putting stuff on my feed where I'm like, Kamala is a complete and total idiot. And you just don't want to see that. You know, like, I wonder, it makes you wonder why she's blocked me. It's because she's embarrassed by what she's done to this country, because she is part and parcel to the reason that we're in a huge dumpster fire right now, you know, but they are way more intolerant than conservatives are. That's one thing over the past 15 years. I mean, those people are definitely not compassionate. They're not tolerant. They're not
open-minded,
like they say that they are. They want to shut people down. That's probably the biggest thing that I've learned over the past 14 years, is that they don't want open discourse. They want to shut, they're commies. They're freaking commies is what they are.
And it's so disappointing to think about how much the left has devolved into not caring about American foundational principles. Like, they're so willing to give up freedom. I think, you know, just through COVID, that's probably the biggest lesson learned from COVID.
Totally.
Is how willing people are to just hand over their freedom. That's kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying. It's extremely terrifying. Yeah. And I think, and people that you thought that you knew, or you thought, well, of course they're going to believe the things that I believe. They're going to believe in America. They're going to believe in freedom. And then you're like, wait, you don't believe those things? Like, it's crazy. You're like, but I thought I knew you. Like, we went to school together, and like I figured you would believe in freedom at the very least, that you would believe in freedom, and that you just are surprised by some of the people that don't believe in that. That's what's so shocking to me, you know, or it has been shocking. And I've lost friends over just that basic thing, over just people not believing in freedom, you know, like, I'm just like, okay, well, bye.
It's
like, okay.
Well, and the other scary thing to have witnessed just over the last few years is just how easy it is for everybody to resort to, not everybody, but for so many people, particularly on the left, but also the right, to resort to violence. And then for there to be no consequences for the violence. And so it's just like this endless cycle that keeps perpetuating itself, because now we've got cops. Did you hear, like, in Michigan, the cops are like, we can't afford the gas it would require for us to make every house call that we get a 911 call for?
It's insane.
What the hell? Oh my God. Insane. That's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, because gas affects everything. Fuel costs affect literally everything, and they can't see that. But yet they want to distract us from talking about that, and they want to talk about things like January 6th, right? Because they don't want you to think about that. They don't want you to think about the fact that it does affect every single industry. Every single life in this country is affected by fuel. Every single life. And they are just like, nothing to see here. Nothing to see. The great
it's
and powerful
Putin's price hike.
Right. It's Putin's fault. It's Putin's fault, right? Listen, I mean, it's like, I can't, you know, do something in my kitchen or I screw something up in my household. Can I blame that on Putin? Like, is that what we're doing now? Are we blaming all of our, you know, all of our like misfortune and everything that we do, everything that we screw up personally, do we get to blame that on Putin? Like,
maybe
if I can't
start.
Yeah. If I can't balance my household budget at the end of the month, do I get to blame that on Putin? Is that what we're doing? It's so irresponsible. So incredibly irresponsible.
No, because I guarantee you'll get in trouble if you don't repay your debts. So you get in trouble. The government does not get in trouble. So it's very easy for Biden to be like, I don't have any accountability, blah.
They never, ever get in trouble, ever. Yeah.
God.
So, I mean, that's, I know. It's been educational. Like the past 14 years has been educational. I've definitely gotten a little bit more cynical. I know you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were like,
and I cuss more.
Oh,
I cuss so much more.
Right. You do. You do cuss. You do cuss more. You totally do cuss more.
Remember when you were the one with the potty mouth and I was just like so prim and proper and I would only cuss like very rarely. And now I just let the F-bombs fly.
It's true. It is so true. And, you know, and you were very, very sweet, kind of innocent when, you know, 14, 15 years ago, right? Before we started the site, you were so innocent and now you're not. Now you're like, bring it on, bitches. You know? True.
It's so true.
That
comes with the thick skin, right? Like you get insulted and like people come after you so much that at some point you get hardened to it. And then it starts becoming kind of fun to have the fight.
Yeah. Cause you're the one who has, the wall of shame is basically your baby.
I love the wall of shame.
For the first 5 years, I engaged, like I was there, I was fighting, I was like right there with you, I was in the trenches. I was like, this is awesome. And then I realized I was spending a lot of time fighting. And then I tapered, like probably year 6 or 7, I was like, I'm sick of fighting all the time. I don't wanna do this. It's taking a lot of my energy and I don't wanna do this. And then you seemed, when I went down, you seemed to go up. So we just sort of like, we did like an opposite thing. And then you were like, this is awesome. And then
oh
I was
my God,
like,
cause now I'm like, we figured out that like the trolls can make us money. And to the extent that we're gonna force them to do that, I'm all about it. Now it depends on the fight though. You know, I'm very selective about my fights.
Yes, you are.
Sometimes I'll just ignore, but then other times people are so dumb that it's fun to spotlight them.
It's
and so
true.
That's when
it's
I bring
true.
It out.
Yeah. And occasionally on social media, I will pick and choose a fight with somebody. Cause I'm like, God, you are just such an idiot. I have to, like, I can't not fight with you. Right.
Yeah. Right. There's always a room for a little bit of back and forth. You just have to be in the right, you have to be in the right mindset for it and not ever take it like personally. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys, things are tough right now, especially at grocery stores, and there are shortages a-coming. We can pretty much guarantee that. So that's why it is always nice to know that our friends at omahasteaks.com are there. If you are looking for just a bunch of good, delicious meats to store in your freezer, that you know you're gonna have on hand, especially this week in advance of Father's Day, when you know all dads wanna do is grill, they have a Dad's Want Steaks package that includes fillets and hot dogs and free steak burgers, eight free Omaha steak burgers when you order this deal. It's got the apple tartlets. All of the food in the Dad's Want Steaks package is so delicious. We've had it all, we love it all. There's nothing, you're not gonna have anything bad from Omaha Steaks. Ever.
It's so good. Yeah.
So all you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and then type keyword chicks in the search field. It'll bring you right up to their special. You'll be able to get the biggest discount on it. You'll get those free Omaha Steaks steak burgers and you are going to have the most mouthwatering grilled out meals of your life. We love them. You will love them too. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword
shit. Best meat ever, you guys. It's the best. Seriously, that's what dads want. That's what they want.
We got a nice review.
Yeah?
Yeah, we did. It's from Panda Deb. I love nice reviews. Same. Panda Deb says, great info and always 110% absolutely right. You rock. Isn't that nice?
I love it. That is so sweet. So sweet. I love her name too. Panda Deb.
Panda Deb.
Such a great name.
We should say before we check out of this deep dive for the week that if you are visiting our newly branded, gloriously beautiful website, chicksontheright.com, please be patient as we get through all of the changes and all the little glitches that come with, makeovers of websites. There's always some things that have to be worked out, some kinks that need to be ironed out. We are working on those. We will have a commenting platform just as soon as we can get that up and running. So your patience is very much appreciated.
Yeah, it'll probably take us a couple weeks to work all that stuff out. So just, be kind if you can. And if you can't be kind, just shut up. You know what I mean?
That's right. And by the way, the website, it's so easy to find all the other places that you can find us from the new website.
My gosh.
All
so
our
true.
Social buttons are there.
Right
the link
there.
To the book, the link to the podcast. It's all right there, right at your fingertips.
Right there. You should bookmark it and go there every single day. You should. It's just right there. It's a pretty good, it's just a great encapsulation of everything that we do. So I was going to tell you all the places to go social, but really you should just go to chicksontheright.com. Because at the very least, if anything is broken, that front page probably will not be broken. So you can find all the social links, but pretty much everything you want to find is at Chicks on Right, whatever social it is. So you can probably find us there, but definitely go check out our website. We're super excited about it. We're super excited to have you guys there and have you on our journey.
Thanks for joining the journey.
The next step in our journey. We're super excited about it. We really are. In all seriousness, it's been really fun so far. And who knows where we're going to be next. The next step probably in the next 15 years, because we've been doing this on 14 years now. In the next 14 years, God, I can only imagine. I'm going to be looking like Betty White. And and you age like Benjamin Button. So it'll be like you and this old creepy-per. It's going to be great, you guys. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait.
You're not going to want to miss a thing. So
you
keep staying on
it.
The chicks train.
Yes. You guys, until next week.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Democrats are using the January 6th hearings as a distraction, and inflation is crippling the economy. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast. To hear me get right into the news of the day, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.